There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And baby, that's you.
Let's get to the root of the problem, the source of the evil. The evildoers are dispatched on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here to dispatch the evildoers. Richard Patton dispatching the evildoers.
She is the evildoer.
Ken Kessler dispatching evildoers. Yeah. Did you know that a Saudi prince said, if Iran is permitted to operate a nuclear program, then Saudi Arabia wants its own nuclear program? The Prince Turki Al-Faisal said, quote, I've always maintained whatever comes out of these talks.
Prince Turki?
Prince Turki. T-U-R-K-I.
Prince Turki nothing.
Al-Faisal, formerly served as Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief. So, if Iran has the ability to enrich uranium,
baby giblet.
and king mashed potatoes,
I guess I'm not going to get much further with this story.
I mean, really, how do you take a guy named Prince
what
Turkey
kind of
seriously?
Is named Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey. He's
what kind of country are you running over there?
Al-Faisal. Kenny, do you want to add anything else to this levity, or do you want to bring us back around to the focus, or are we done here?
No, I think you're doing just fine.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Next. United Airlines says a flight headed from Washington, Richie, to Denver had a return to Dulles yesterday after a passenger failed to sit down. Spokespeople for United Airlines said in an emailed statement, Flight 1074 returned after takeoff. Law enforcement officials met the plane at the gate, detained a passenger. Further details not available. 20 minutes into the flight, the passenger was unruly, thought to be unbalanced. They took him off the plane and brought him to a hospital for evaluation.
She said she doesn't remember anything that happened on the flight.
Uh-huh.
No. Now, what I would... Oh, I feel sorry for the people on that plane who are just trying to get home, or they're trying to get wherever they're trying to go. They actually had to spend the night because the flight's already done for the night.
Yeah, the thing that really... that people will start thinking, when you put yourself in that kind of a position, or you are put into that kind of a position, what's the first thing that goes into your mind? You think all of the bad thoughts. You think about what happened in September 11th, the airplanes, as it's going to happen to me. So everybody starts praying. Everybody. That's what you do. In a circumstance like that.
But wasn't woman, she just a lunatic who wouldn't sit down?
I don't know enough about. All I know is what... What did I see in the papers? But
they charged the door.
She charged the door.
I didn't know it was a she, but they charged the door, and they were trying to break into the flight cabin.
Okay, so here's the thing. What if
no weapons involved?
Do you guys want to put on your silver helmets real quick?
Ahead. Yeah.
Put on the tinfoil.
Tinfoil. Yeah.
What if this is the new type of terrorism? What if terrorists can control everyday average people? Because she doesn't remember anything. So maybe she was like brainwashed, and then someone said chicken, and then she just rushed the door of the cockpit.
Wouldn't it be great if they had like all these keywords like from the movie Airplane?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
That's my cue. I rushed the door, right?
Yeah, the king of Turkey. I know him. Kid Giblet, of course.
Back all back to Turkey.
Another reason not to like the Chinese. China has become the third largest arms exporter in the world. They're selling weapons to 35 countries. Pakistan, Bangladesh. What does Bangladesh need armored vehicles and aircraft and missiles for? What is going on in Bangladesh? You got to protect yourself from what? This is an international problem. It doesn't fix a problem. It creates a problem. The more, I mean, we just talked about this guy, the Turkey prince, who says if Iran is allowed to have nuclear weapons, we want them too. So this just keeps going up and up and up the ladder. if you're going to defend yourself, you better get some guns and shoot as many people from ISIS as you can. That makes some sense. But you're buying all these jets and missiles. What's Bangladesh going to do with a lot of jets and missiles? I don't get it. And why there isn't some... Don't we have an international arms agency or something? Why aren't they advising these people not to buy all this stuff? Drones? Chinese are making drones like there was no tomorrow. All the countries in South America are buying drones from China. The African countries are buying drones from China. They're looking for the cash-strapped military commanders in these smaller countries are looking for medium-quality weapons at affordable prices. Right.
China's like the Walmart of arms.
Yeah. Good for them. In a moment, we're going to talk about the latest developments in Ferguson with Sam Levine, who's the associate politics editor at the Huffington Post. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now? Fat worked with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as a director of player development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University.
Having the number retired as a player, go through your mind, but it never since.
That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Once again, as nature becomes more interesting to all of us, we find that six cherries a day can actually virtually cure gout and arthritis pain and inflammation. Arthritis alone afflicts more than 45 million Americans at a cost of $81 billion a year in treatment. Natural News reports that the FDA has gone out of its way to try to keep cherry growers from linking to scientific studies which show the benefits of eating just six cherries a day. If not local organic cherries, you can also use cherry concentrates and extracts. And unlike other veggies or fruits, cooked cherries do the trick just as well as raw ones. So if you're suffering from episodic gout or unbearable arthritis pain, you can now pop a cherry as part of your feel-good natural cure. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas. We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding, or does it?
We work a month on and month off, but we get a month of ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips, go all over the country, the U.S. Left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine, eat a lobster, then come back down to the Rolling Thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on wheels.
Sam Levine is the associate political editor at the Huffington Post. He wrote, quote, Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter, is it Kinder or Kinder? Peter Kinder. Go ahead.
I believe it's Kinder.
Kinder. All right. Said that the protests in Ferguson that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie, and there was more racism in the Department of Justice than there is in St. Louis. So that's an interesting statement. Sam, welcome to Good Day. Why did you write that?
I thought it was an interesting response to what's been going on there. I think, following this arrest on Sunday, there have been a lot of questions about how involved the individual who was arrested was in the protest and kind of whether or not he was targeting police or not. And I thought this was an interesting response to that.
Well, the interesting part of this is the denial, the state of denial, whether or not this particular incident was over the top. For the lieutenant governor to say the protests that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie, maybe you can argue that the events that were proven differ from the initial accounts. However, if you go back in the history of Ferguson and find out what a bunch of meatheads these people were, the mayor and the city manager and the police chief and all the people that were in charge were a bunch of racist pigs. I don't see how you can come up with any other conclusion than that. So what the hell is the lieutenant governor talking about?
Right. And what's interesting is if you look at the actual report that the Department of Justice put out on the Ferguson Police Department, it explicitly says that even though there may not be that much evidence to support that Michael Brown had his hands up when he was shot by Darren Wilson, what it does say is that it's unsurprising, given the systematic, racial discrimination towards African-American residents in the city, that, people wanted to take to the streets and wanted to demonstrate against what was going on there. What the lieutenant governor was talking about there, I didn't really understand.
All right. So, but how often is it the case in these circumstances? When you look around, I don't know, I haven't heard, this is the first time I've heard either the governor or lieutenant governor quoted in a discussion about Ferguson. The state of Missouri is an interesting dichotomy. St. Louis, pretty sophisticated. I don't know. I used to work there on KMOX. And when I was in St. Louis a few months ago and driving around downtown, it looked like a completely different place than what I used to. I mean, this is, how many years ago was I there? Maybe in the 80s. So it's a different city for sure. But it looked like a city that was falling apart. And I'm thinking that this whole area seems like a blighted area. And if that isn't part of what the problem is, and are these people that are in charge addressing it, or are they just gumming about something that they should have done something about a long time ago?
Well, I think that the concerns that the Justice Department report raised about the police are serious, serious concerns. I mean,
well, they justify, but I'm just wondering whether the whole state of Missouri is beginning to crumble. St. Louis is not what it used to be. Ferguson and some of these other communities that are around that aren't too far away from St. Louis, are they suffering from this malaise that seems to have overtaken one of our great cities? What frustrates me when I see and hear these things is that we're outside looking in. We're here, we're making judgment. The only judgment that it seems to me makes any sense at all is that the Ferguson Police Department was out of control and had been for a long time and should have been taken or held to account, been taken under somebody's wing. But now this Johnny after the fact stuff with Lieutenant Governor and other people, just why don't we just shut the book on it and move on to the next thing? This has been so overdone.
I don't understand how these guys got in control. How they got a police
department.
Given the
fact there's so many blacks in
the
community.
Well, I mean, you look at the population, the black population, there was a white population, and then the leadership. I don't understand why there isn't a black mayor, why there isn't a black police chief, why there aren't more black police officers in that area.
Rich, did you ever hear of corruption at the ballot box?
How do you... No, come on now.
What do you mean, no? Are you kidding?
How do you get that much corruption?
Ugh. I think you're kidding yourself. You don't think that there are things going on there that keep the power in the establishment hands? I think that goes on in these small communities all over the place, all kinds of shenanigans. That's why they cleaned out the judges and all the other people.
There's an opportunity now.
Can of worms. Yeah, to make it better. That's what I like
now, to be more representative and to have more control.
All right. Interesting reflection. Sam Levine from the Huffington Post here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Bye. By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Darling, let me tell you something. Girl, I've been trying to say, you look so sweet and you're so, so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You're becoming sweetest in my mouth now, and I want you to be my spouse, so that we can live happily now. A great big old open house. You know you got to groove me, baby.
Groove me, baby.
Make me feel good inside. Come on now. Groove me, baby.
Now I guess from the reggae.
Blues Brothers in the news. Actually, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's widow, Judy, have launched Blues Brothers Records, new record label dedicated to the development of blues artists. It'll be distributed by Capitol Music.
Very cool.
Aykroyd and Belushi performing, certainly most of us know, starting out on Saturday Night Live and then the Blues Brothers' first movie in 1980. Aykroyd said he's excited for what he expected him to say. I don't think this is a good idea. I love these PR people. What kind of stupid stuff they put out. Oh, he's excited about this. Somebody asked me for a quote about a new radio program that I'm doing about farming. What do you think I'm going to say? That I think this idea sucks? Of course not. This is stupid stuff. Anyway, it is kind of a cool idea, Richie. I figured it's all about the blues.
You have to respect Aykroyd for his support of traditional American music, and I'm wholeheartedly behind it. I love it. Love it.
Good stuff. All right. Let's move to another popular presenter, getting more popular every day, more recognition, most of it good. Farrell, I never knew who this guy was before, but he's been around for a while. That is before this song became the international phenom that it is. And as a result of that, he's partnering with the UN to promote the organization's International Day of Happiness. He's going to be using his post to raise awareness of climate change issues. Richie, I know you'll love this, ahead of the conference on climate change in December in Paris. He's creative director of Alive Earth. He'll be encouraging people to sign this group's petition urging global leaders to adopt a new climate accord. Wants 1 billion signatures, and I figure he's got enough hooch to get it. And maybe he will. He's going to have also a global happy party. You're invited to join in, upload pictures of you and others having a good time doing the dance to happy. How many, was it earlier this year or late last year, some of those Iranian Iraqi kids got into trouble for doing a version of happy on Facebook?
Yeah, I'll tell you, watching him on The Voice, he's a very likable guy.
Yeah, comes across as likable.
You know, he's very sensible. I don't know about this stuff, but he's just a very likable
guy.
Don't
be so political about it. Give it to him. There's room for everybody.
Why not? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? I mean, whether you believe it or not, I mean, there's so much hooey to it in some respects, and in other respects, there's a lot to be said for what comes out of the studies. It's just that it isn't black and white. This issue is not black and white.
Nope.
I think that he, though, is a likable guy.
Very
it makes
likeable.
It easier for people to swallow the message. Maybe that's what it is, Richie.
And I would certainly rather listen to him talk about it than Al Gore.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
He said it,
so it's good.
I'm not so sure Al Gore can sing well.
I want to find out.
No, okay. Pass on that one. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it too. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
Yep.
On this good day.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Car Talk, mm-hmm. coming up in a moment or two. And Jennifer's got a lot of television news. First, though, the Gallup poll suggesting that, quote, perhaps because of the constant brinksmanship going on between the Democrats and Republicans, and maybe for other reasons, both parties are floundering. This is a poll taken for the first time since Gallup began tracking party favorability in 1992, that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have gotten a 40% favorability rating from the public. It's pretty significant. Poll also shows that Republican Party favorability has dropped 5 points since the midterm elections. Democratic Party favorability is just above its record low of 36%. The Gallup poll normally favors Republicans. There are pollsters. This is why polling, this is an interesting conversation, because it sort of shows what we all know and feel and sense about the relationship that we have to our politicians, no matter what party we belong to, if we belong to a party. But the interesting thing here, I find the results of the survey, Gallup is more often hired by Republican candidates than Democrats. So the skew is toward the Republicans with the Gallup poll, like the other Zogby, is that the name we're looking for?
Zogby.
That tends to go a little bit to the left, because mostly Democrats hire Zogby to do their polls. So looking at the results of this survey, looking at previous Gallup polls, there's a pattern showing that Americans have been largely disappointed with government performance and leadership for quite a while now, at least the last 15 years. Duh! You need to conduct
a poll. I'm sorry, what was that again?
Is that your official statement?
Yeah, my official statement is, Gallup suggested
Doug
perhaps Stephen because...
Stephen says, quote,
duh. Perhaps because of the constant quote. Bickering going on between these people, parties are floundering.
Well, then with the Republicans, I mean, you have them bickering within themselves.
Yeah,
right. They can't agree on anything.
No, they can't agree on anything. Time now for Car Talk. Richie and I, Kenny and Jennifer, Jennifer, this is not a sexist statement, Jennifer, so please don't take it that way.
But
if you have to preface it that way, I'm. Let me get my guns ready. Here's go ahead.
Saddle up, Missy.
All right. Let's have it.
I find, where are they? Richie, you're supposed to have the brothers there.
No.
This is, what do you mean? No.
No.
We can't have the brothers?
No.
Oh. Elon Musk. Everybody knows who he is?
Yes
or no?
Mm-hmm.
Do I explain who he is? Probably should for the unwashed. Elon Musk was the inventor, if that's the right word. He was the originator of PayPal. And he's taken the money when he sold out. He took the money and, among other things, has invested it in a car manufacturing unit. He makes the Tesla cars. But the biggest part of his business isn't the Tesla cars. It's the electric accessory, the battery, the things that make the car run that have made him more famous and perhaps make him, down the road, richer. He has tweeted this week that he plans to reveal an over-the-air software update this week that will affect his Model S. One of the reasons that he is talking about this is because he's discovered there is a new thing for Tesla owners and other people that own electric cars called range anxiety.
Yeah.
That is, what happens if you're getting close to the end of your charge and you're not near a charging station? I think I'd be a little concerned about that.
Yeah.
I was telling you that story the other day. My son wants to buy one of those Fiats, the little Fiat. It goes about 125 miles.
Oh, those are cute. That 6 foot guy will look adorable in one of those.
Yeah, well, if he can get the seat back long
enough. He better get the sunroof. He's going to need his head to pop out of it.
So the driver's biggest concern, and this is affecting the reason that he's doing this isn't because he's trying to be a good guy. There's a big market for these batteries. But he's also concerned because the Kelley Blue Book people are telling him that the low battery system has affected the value at resale of his cars. The Teslas, they start about $64,000, $65,000, $66,000, somewhere in there. Unless you keep it for a long time, if you decide after 2 years you don't want it, that's why the leasing companies are staying away from them, because people, once they drive them, they love the way they drive. People love the Tesla, the way it drives. But at the end of the day, the batteries are not holding up as well as they're supposed to.
And it's why
the
General
miles
Motors
get lower and lower and lower. And, you know, this is going to be right in front of your mind. What'd you say?
That's why General Motors sticks with the electric drivetrain with the gas backup.
Yeah, exactly. Have it
both
ways.
Which is a good idea. But here's why this is a problem. Because men are nuts. Does that sound like a sexist statement?
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
And here's why. You guys have, not only do you have range anxiety, but back in the good old days when we used to have cars that ran on good old-fashioned gasoline, remember those days?
We still have
fear. Men men have gas anxiety.
Excuse me?
How do you
tank
mean?
Anxiety. Okay.
My only gas
I will
anxiety
drive my car waffles. Down... I'll drive my car down till it says 6 miles left in my range, right?
Right.
Yep. Would you boys ever do that?
Oh,
with
yeah.
an electric car?
Oh.
A regular car.
Oh, yeah. I drive
my
everybody
dad,
nuts.
You do? Right you drive it down?
Right
I think
to the
most
fumes.
Men don't.
Yeah,
I do, too. I drive right down to the very end, as far as I think I can go. Uh-huh. My dad and my cousin are so weird. I mean, my dad and I were going to a Kings game this weekend.
Yeah.
And he gets in his car and he's like, I got to get gas, kid. We're running late, but I got to get gas. And he's like, well, I have 80 miles left. Do you think we can make it? We're going 10 miles. Yes, we can make it.
But why do you drive it all the way down to the end? What, is it, I mean, it's not like you're not going to use that gas. No, her.
Oh.
Why does she feel like she has to use it all up before she can refill?
Because I'm just too lazy to go get gas. Yeah.
No, it takes time. I don't stop until it's at the end because it takes time. I've been involved with a person who, at the half tank, she'll say, we've got to stop for gas. Or the quarter.
That drives
me nuts. If I'm driving and we're on a long trip, and I get it down and I don't tell her, and she looks over and, oh, my God, there's only 40 miles left. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's...
You know what? I'll take my 40 miles, and you can walk the rest of the way. Okay. You're too worried to sit in the car.
If you are fed up with red light cameras, there's a new mobile app that helps you locate cameras in 130 cities at 900 intersections around the country. The initial version of the app, which is available for iOS, free to download, includes speed cameras elsewhere, but contains only static maps. A second version is under development. Red Flex Traffic Systems created the app. It's called the Red Flex Locator, and they also installed the cameras. For the company to try to increase driver awareness and avoidance of its cameras might seem sort of an odd approach, given that Red Flex relies on the fines from violations to pay its bills. But they say, nope, this is the exact reason why we launched this app. We have not done a good job of communicating the reason for the cameras. The reason is safety. This app is one of our overall communication strategies for letting people know where the cameras are.
What a load.
I thought so.
Yeah.
The reason is safety. We don't care if we stay in business. No, we just want you to be safer.
All right, you're going to love this one, Richie.
Your data.
And by the way, use Waze, the traffic app.
Yeah,
people will report where these red light cameras are, and we all work together, and we can beat the system.
Okay, there's a new Ford Mustang not being built by Ford. This is the 50th anniversary this year of the original Ford Mustang. Bobby the K, who works on our staff, had the first Mustang I ever remember. It was very cool, very simple, three on the floor, that sort of thing, Richie.
Sure.
There's a company in Florida called Revology. Revology, is that how you pronounce it, maybe?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Anyway, they have made an exact clone of the first generation Mustang, only it has modern mechanicals in it. This fellow who started it, the former marketing chief for Ford's special vehicle team, name is Tom Scarpello. He said that he loved the Mustang Cobra, the Lightning, the GT. So they start with a licensed body, licensed from Ford. Then they put the car together with a collection of parts intended to improve on the ride, the performance,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
It's like my Bronco.
Right.
My 67 Bronco has no parts in it.
Everything
from 1967, except for the frame.
Yeah, all new.
Everything else is new.
I thought that was cool. Those original Mustangs.
Restomod is the big thing now to be able to make these classic cars ride and drive with the comfort that you want.
And Ford's happy to have the attention on Mustang.
Absolutely.
They're
going
to go back and make them themselves. All right, here's some news from the Chevrolet division to General Motors, recalling 50,249 of its Volt plug-in cars. They want to make a software fix that will ensure the drivers and passengers don't subject themselves to carbon monoxide poisoning through a mix-up about whether the car's engine is running.
Might want to get in and get that one looked at.
Oh, my God, these people. Unbelievable.
There's one thing my 1967 Bronco never needs is a software update.
No, that's true. You can open it, actually open the hood and see the ground.
The only software update my dad has is when I pull the top off.
Yeah. That's it. I have no software. My 1950 Chevy truck, Richie?
No software update.
I don't worry about the software in that. That's the most simple thing. It's like driving a little tractor, one of those old tractors. 16 before the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Oh, my God.
What took so long for you to transition from dirt to street machines?
Well, I rode dirt bikes as a kid. My boyfriend said, hey, you want to try riding a street bike? I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do it. I started 4 years ago on a Sportster. 2 years ago, I bought a CVO street glide with a 110 engine. Oh, my God, it's so much fun.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How did you get started?
No, I just think I just didn't know anybody. I didn't know anybody had any Harleys, and so this was kind of my first thing into it. I was like, oh my God. My boyfriend has this really cool black bike, and you can see it in the mirror and the windows, and it's just so much fun and so different. I've never been around anything like that.
Take it away.
American Biker Minute. Their passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Here at the recent Washington, D.C. Auto Show, the world's biggest car maker is looking to set the world standard for newer, greener cars. GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
The Chevrolet Volt is very exciting. You know, it's not a hybrid, it's not a plug-in hybrid. It's an electric vehicle with extended range capability. You can go up to 40 miles on one charge, and that's important because almost 80% of Americans commute less than 40 miles a day, like me and many people. However, your real life requires you to go a little bit further. We have a generator that kicks in to seamlessly give you another 300 miles of range. So it's a great combination of electric vehicle with extended range capability.
GM General Manager Jim Campbell.
People really, when they drive this vehicle, the vehicle's fun to drive. A lot of torque of the electric vehicle, so it's quick, it's fun to drive, but also you can drive 40 miles without using any gasoline. So it's a great combination of style, electric vehicle benefits, and it is fun to drive.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You spend all of your time off with others? It can be a trap.
You'll be much happier if you reserve part of your free time just for you. You have to invest in your relationship with yourself like you would any other. Here are three ways.
First, converse. Listen to yourself, learn about yourself, and even talk to yourself, but not when others can hear you.
Second, refresh. Feed your soul with great literature, art, or music.
Third, dream. Think about what you want to change. Picture the changes in your mind.
Alone time can be uncomfortable at first, but most growth is. You will come to treasure this time.
So make time for you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, so the reason I asked about Dancing with the Stars, Jen Jen, is because I saw a notation that they are doing rehearsals and live streaming them on the web, which coincides with Tom Bergeron's last taping of, and I don't know, he said, remember, well, you weren't part of the conversation, remember we were talking to him last April at the horse event the Shatners have, and I said, how are you doing? He said, I'm changing around my schedule, and I'm not going to do America's Funniest Videos anymore. And I thought, why wouldn't you do that for the kind of dough you're doing and how easy it is? I didn't ask him that, but I thought that. Anyway, the last taping of that was over the weekend, and so now they're free. There are two seasons a year for Dancing with the Stars, right? A spring and a fall season?
A spring and a fall.
Okay.
And this is season number 20.
All right. Do they normally have it on once a week, twice a week? How many times a week is
it's normally twice a week. So they do the Monday is the dancing, and then Tuesday is the results show.
Okay. So you can see how closely I watch this, but I must be the only one in captivity. Richie, you watching Dancing with the Stars?
That's when me and all my buddies go to the bar and, you know,
I see.
Saddle up and have a few beers while the wife
Kenny, are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
No, but my wife loves it, never misses an episode.
All right, so Jennifer,
I used to love it. I haven't watched it in the last few seasons. The celebrities, you know, it depends on who's dancing. Like this year, you think, okay, maybe Suzanne Somers is going to be the odds-on favorite. Maybe she'll be the crowd pleaser. But it'll be interesting. And like you said, this is the first time where you can actually go onto the ABC website and watch those rehearsals.
Who's the cast again this year? Who are the ones
remaining? Oh, gosh. The only ones I can remember are Rumor Willis, Patti LaBelle, Suzanne Somers. The war guy who lost his leg.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
be kind of interesting.
I put people like that on.
Michael Sam is going to be on, and Red Fu.
That's what I was looking for, is who the athlete that they, the football Michael player Sam. That they get, right? Okay.
He's really good at ballet.
And they've done away with the results show.
No results? Why?
They killed it because the ratings were sliding.
Oh, they were.
So they just have the results at the beginning.
So are the ratings comparable to American Idol? Is Dancing with the Stars do for dancing what American Idol did for singing?
No, it was a big hit.
Stronger.
But, you know, they drag it out, and the same thing happened with Idol, where they did an hour or two, you know, hour and a half even sometimes, results show, and really there's like 3 minutes of meat during that whole hour and a half. The rest of it's just, you know, so it's smarter that they've kind of condensed it down.
How many years has this show been on? Has it been 10 years?
20 seasons, 10 years.
Wow.
Do the math, Dudley.
Thank you. All right, Jen, what else is going on?
All right, Betty White. You know, this is so funny. When award shows are suffering, they bring out Betty White to give them a boost. The Daytime Emmy Awards, which weren't even televised on, like, they weren't even on TV last year. They were webcast. Now they're back on TV on the Pop Network, which is TV Guide Channel. It's now called Pop. They rebranded it. And so they decided, hey, we'll get a little boost. Betty White, it was just announced, will be honored with their Lifetime Achievement Award at the 42nd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. It'll be held in Burbank. It's going to be taking place on April 26th, and of course she'll be awarded for her work in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Golden Girls, and Hot in Cleveland. Apple is in talks with U.S. television networks to offer about 25 channels across any iOS device as soon as September. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. The company's been talking to CBS, 21st Century Fox, and Disney in an attempt to put together a bundle of popular channels. This is big news in the future of how you consume TV.
51 after the hour. Thank you, Jennifer Warren. This is Doug Steffen on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Clean and Green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You can't afford to miss the next few minutes of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are a pet owner or a pet lover, you'll be happy to know Warren Eckstein is here. Yes. Warren has a great line of minerals and vitamin supplements for cats and dogs called Hugs and Kisses, which you can check out at hugsandkisses.com, petshow.com. He's on the radio every weekend all around the country and a lot of great radio stations here every morning with tips about how to take care of your animals. He's all over Facebook. He's been a dog trainer. This guy knows when it comes to cats and dogs and pets in general, he's got it. So we're going to talk about how the perception of cat owners may be changing with some people. I'm not sure it is with me, but Warren says that that's changing. Why? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's one of just three players to have 15-plus points, rebounds, and assists in a single playoff game. He led the NBA in 1987 with 16 triple-doubles, more than Magic and Bird combined. So where is Lafayette Fat Lever now?
that work with a couple of the NBA's charitable foundations after retiring. He's now in his sixth year as the Director of Player Development for the Sacramento Kings, helping rookies transition from the college ranks to the NBA. Fat also works on TV broadcasts for the Kings, and in 2012, his number was retired by his alma mater, Arizona State University. That must have been one big fat celebration. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Super. That's the way I describe my friend Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, focusing on cat owners now. Okay, so you're trying to convince us that the way people look at cats and cat owners is different. I'm not buying this, but I'm interested. I'm certainly open-minded to the philosophy because, you know, I've never been real open. Cats are good in the barn. They take good care of the things that need to be taken care of in the barn, and that's about as far as it goes with me.
The problem with your theory, Doug, is that you've never been owned by a cat. That's the problem. Once you've been owned by a cat, you'll understand exactly what we're talking about.
Right, yes,
right. You know, for years and years, people would say things like, you know, cats are independent, get a dog, dogs listen to you, dogs are more intelligent, dogs respond to you. And let me ask you a question. Is it more intelligent for something to accept or something to question? So for those people out there that think dogs are smarter than cats, cats are a little different. They tend to question their authority rather than just accepting it, as many dogs do. Bottom line is, there's an old saying that when you call your dog, he comes right away. When you call your cat, it's kind of like they take a message and get back to you a little bit later that afternoon. People that live with cats really understand the concept that cats can be just as affectionate, just as small. The problem is most people that live with cats don't take the time to socialize or expose their cats, so a lot of people never get to realize just how incredibly social they can be.
Do cats really respond when you call? I don't ever remember. I can remember doing, here, kitty, 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 or doing meow, 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 or something like that.
You're such a skeptic. I remember years ago I was training David Letterman's two dogs, and David said to me, Warren, can cats be trained? And I had just adopted a cat at that point named Audi. And 2 weeks after he asked me that question, I brought my cat on his show live, and I had my cat across the room, and I said, Audi, come. And here came Audi running across the room, because when she got there, she knew there was a big hug and a kiss waiting for her. So the bottom line is, yeah, you'd go to a circus, though, you'd see a lion jumping through a hoop of fire, sitting up on his back legs, yet you come home and your little Siamese cat isn't responding. It's not the cat's fault if you haven't taken the time to expose, socialize, and train the cat.
Growing up on the farm, cats had one purpose, and that was to get rid of the mice and the vermin that were around the barn. And some of them really were neat. But I just, maybe it's because they are uncontrollable. Maybe it is because they have a mind of their own. And maybe people get a certain idea in their mind, although I've never had a pet any more independent than Charlotte. This is an independent dog who thinks on her own, who acts on her own, even at the age that she is the same Charlotte as she has been in terms of doing what she wants to go in this direction, you want to go in that direction, guess what? She's going in the other direction.
But the difference is all cats are from Missouri. Show me. That's just the way it is. They understand that. But if you take the time and spend the amount of time with your cat that you would with your dog socializing and training, you're going to get a pretty consistent response.
How is the value of a cat? We only have a few seconds left. The value of cats, you know, dogs, or pedigree and stuff, are well-bred cats expensive?
Yeah, if you go to your big cat shows, some of the breeds of cats can be really expensive, especially the stud cats. And if you get a cat, if you want a Siamese cat from the top breeder in the country, you're going to spend a lot of money, almost as much as you spend for a top quality dog. I say go to the shelter.
There's a story there. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.